It's the kind they put on salads. You know, whole tomatoes they put on salads.
What are they?
Cherry tomatoes?
Yes.
Sounds right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those brown vegetables that grow under the ground and have eyes.
Potatoes?
Mm-hmm. And those red vegetables that sometimes they come sliced and
beets.
Canned.
Mm-hmm.
And in a cherry, what's in the middle of a cherry?
Pit.
Mm-hmm. In the middle of a peach?
A pit.
Okay, now, the pit in a peach has an outside covering that's big, and inside there's a little thing. Is there a different name for the outside covering and the inside?
I've never heard them differentiated. Never.
Okay.
What are they when they're differentiated?
Well, you might call the inside thing a kernel. I've heard that.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
Like the outside might be the seed and the inside, or, you know, it could be
anything. Or anything. Mm-hmm.
Okay, a peach that the stone comes out of easily is called?
Free stone.
Mm-hmm. And the opposite of that is?
I don't know.
Have you heard of a cling?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes, I should have known.
Something that's like jam that you spread on bread, but it's not jam. It's
jelly?
Uh-huh. And these little things grow in the forest. They have caps. They look like little umbrellas. What are they?
Mushrooms.
Uh-huh. And the inedible ones are?
Toadstools.
Mm-hmm. And dried meat is called?
Jerky.
Mm-hmm. And what's the difference between that and chipped beef?
I have no idea. I've just read about jerky.
Okay. A fat pork that's cured in brine is called?
No
idea. Salt pork? Have you heard of salt pork?
Oh, yes. You buy a piece of salt pork to cook with beans.
Oh, okay.
String beans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And meat that is made from the jowls and head of a hog that's packed in a casing is called? Have you heard of head cheese?
I've heard of it. I have no idea what it is.
Okay.
What is
it? That's what it is. It's meat that's made from the jowls and head of a hog.
Precious.
It's a misnomer, really. If you have a liquid and you have a solid suspended in the liquid, but you want to get the solid out, you have to do what to the liquid?
Pour it out? Pour it off?
Well, you have to put the liquid through something.
Strain it?
Uh-huh. Yep. And a thin milk is called what?
Terrible. 2%.
What's the difference between that and Blue John?
Blue John is a term that my mother used.
Mm-hmm.
I have never used that.
Okay. Milk that's just beginning to turn is called?
Sour?
Yeah, that works. How about there's a milk product that comes in a little tub and it has curds.
Cottage cheese.
Uh-huh. And cornbread. When somebody says cornbread to you, what does that mean?
It means a square.
Mm-hmm. A bread that's baked in the oven?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, rather than on top of the stove.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are types of cornbread that are baked on top of the stove. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Mm-hmm. No.
Have you ever seen those little hockey puck looking things that look like
muffins?
They're made out of corn.
Corn muffins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And a bread made with wheat is called
bread.
Okay. What makes bread rise?
Yeast.
Mm-hmm. And a carbonated beverage.
Soft drink.
Okay. So if you, for instance, if you wouldn't offer your guest a Coke.
Yes, I would.
But only if you had Coke, right?
Only if I had Coke.
Okay. All right. An unlicensed alcohol drink is?
Unlicensed?
Unlicensed alcohol drink. Yeah, it's something that the hillbillies make.